Card game run late?
They changed the route on the number 10 bus. Didn't even put up a sign.
Well, that's terrible. Where'd you end up?
Who knows? I could only find one person who spoke English, and he tried to blame me personally for the Bay of Pigs.
Well, how'd you get home?
I took the bus the other way. That's when I also noticed that they changed the name of the number 10 bus to the number 7. I'm gonna write David Horowitz.
Sophia, I think you got on the wrong bus.
Maybe I did, but I'm gonna write Horowitz anyway. I want someone to arrest David Hoffman's dentist.
Oh, Rose, honey, I have a date. Do you plan to use your silver bangle bracelet tonight?
I plan to spend the evening reorganizing my recipe file.
Oh, are you going to dress for the occasion, or can I borrow the bracelet?
All yours.
Thank you.
Rose, honey, I have a date tonight, so I'm borrowing your pearl earrings.
You are? Well, what if I'm using them?
Oh, honey, I would be so happy for you. But I know you don't have a date. Actually, the only woman I know who went without male companionship longer than you was Heather Swain, who went to the sanitarium for what Reverend Samuels insisted was the croup, but which all Mayflower County knew was actually a social disease.
Congratulations, Rose, a new record. And you've done it without needing penicillin.
Now, Rose knows I don't mean anything, don't you, honey? We all have our dry spells.
You can borrow the earrings, Blanche. I'm not going anywhere tonight. In fact, why don't you just hang on to them till I do need them?
Oh, come on. Now, Rose, don't let this bother you. You'll date again.
Of course she will. Honey, have you given any thought to advertising?
Oh, Blanche, I could never dress the way you do. Besides, I have to wear undies. Not all my wool skirts are lined.
That's not what I meant.
Wait, Blanche, do you mean like a personals column?
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on, Rose. What do you have to lose? If you don't find anyone you're interested in, you don't even have to reply. And the community center runs their service in the newsletter for free.
And they'll even run your picture and let you use up to 100 words in your biography.
How do you know that?
Rumor.
Well, I suppose I could try it. I could never, ever see myself going out with a man I met that way.
Mm-mm. Honey, desperate times call for desperate measures.
Why don't you make it sound like I'm the only woman in Miami who doesn't have a date?
Rose, I need to borrow a silk scarf tonight.
You have a date?
No, I'm doing the Dance of the Seven Veils and I'm one short. Sometimes I worry about her.
Was this the only mail today?
Yes, can you believe it? That People magazine is late again. I'm gonna have to give that mailman another talking to.
This time you might want to try something a little more forceful than asking him in for a cafe Vienna and a warm bath.
Dorothy, the man had just recovered from a hernia operation and he was having trouble carrying his sack.
I can't believe the response to my personal ad. It's terrible.
No one interested?
No one, period. 2 weeks, not one letter.
Psst. Hi, Sophia.
I don't want to turn around. Do any of you see a fedora in the window?
I don't.
Good, I lost him.
Lost him? Lost who?
This guy who keeps following me all the time. Apparently he's English. I met him down at the center. He's got the hots for me. As much as an English guy can get the hots.
Sophia has men chasing her, and I can't even get one to write me a letter.
You want Willie, you got him.
What's wrong with him?
There's nothing wrong with him. Okay, so he's 90. He has the profile of a tom turkey, and his butt hits his heels when he walks. He thinks he can pull it off because he wears an ascot and a jaunty cap.
He sounds kind of cute, Ma. I mean, why are you avoiding him?
There's no magic, Dorothy. No sparks, you know what I mean?
He's 90, you're 80. Sparks are dangerous.
I know what you mean, Sophia. I would never date a man unless I felt those sparks.
Well, fortunately, you carry flints in your bra.
I can't believe I'm sitting here listening to a discussion about Sophia's love life.
Rose, let me fix you up with Willie. He needs to forget me.
No, thank you.
Okay, but you don't know what you're missing. There aren't many guys around who remember where they were when the Archduke Ferdinand was shot.
Oh, Rose, honey, now don't let this personals thing depress you.
Dorothy, I can't help it. I haven't been this depressed since I was rejected by Uncle Sam.
Well, honey, if he was your uncle, it wasn't meant to be. It's not like he was your cousin, where the relationship might have had a future.
Tell me, Blanche, did any of your relatives appear in Deliverance?
It was during the Korean conflict. I was rejected as a whack. I failed the ink blot test.
Oh, come on, Rose. Now, how can you fail an ink blot test?
I didn't know you weren't supposed to cut them out. I never felt so rejected in my life. Until now.
Boy, this personals idea was really a mistake.
There must be something we can do.
I think we've done quite enough already, Blanche.
I have an idea. I'm gonna set her up with one of my discards, Henry Barnes. He's reasonably good looking. He drives a new Buick Riviera. And I heard he just opened a third dry cleaning store in Boca Raton.
Blanche, where are you going?
I'm gonna go call Henry. I have nothing to do tonight.
What about Rose?
Oh, tell her to call Bud Needham.
Who is Bud Needham?
He just took Henry's place in my discard pile.
So, just tell Jackie that you'd prefer Marla to do your hair.
I can't. Jackie and I go way back together, before Bouffant.
Oh, my God, you're practically family.
I know. So what if I switch to Marla and you take my appointment with Jackie?
But you just told me that Jackie makes you look like a chicken.
I know, but with your nose, you could pull it off.
Girls, you'll never believe what happened. I got a response from my personal ad.
You're kidding.
That's great.
And it's just the sweetest letter. He apologizes for waiting so long to respond. He says he's shy about meeting someone through the personals. Oh, he and I have so much in common. We both love all dairy foods, and we both requested to stand next to Burt Parks in Hands Across America.
I think he sounds very nice.
Are you going to go out with him?
Oh, I could never go out with him. That was just an experiment. But the letter's too sweet to ignore. I'm going to write him back and tell him how much I appreciate it.
Isn't it nice to see Rose feeling so good about herself?
It certainly is. You know, this is the first time I've seen her smile since this whole thing started.
Dorothy, I have a confession to make. I wrote that letter to Rose.
You what?
I wrote that letter myself. I made up a name and I answered Rose's ad.
Blanche, how could you? She thinks someone took an interest in her.
Well, someone did, me.
But what if she expects another letter from this guy? What if she decides to go out with him?
Then we just write one last farewell letter before he moves to Saskatchewan. And that's the end of Isaac Newton.
Isaac Newton?
It was the first name that came to mind.
Isaac Newton was the first name that came to mind.
Actually, Ted Koppel was the first name that came to mind. But he looks like Howdy Doody's illegitimate son. He could end it with a poem.
He did that last time.
No, he didn't. It's been at least two or three letters since he wrote a poem.
He doesn't write poems, Blanche. We write poems. Actually, Lord Byron writes poems. We just copy them onto loose leaf paper.
In cleverly disguised handwriting, I might add.
Oh, I don't know why I let you talk me into this. I mean, it is out of control. We have to tell Rose the truth.
Well, we can't. It would crush her.
Well, then it's time to ship Isaac Newton to Saskatchewan.
Dorothy, you can't send a citrus farmer to Saskatchewan. How's he going to make a living?
Excuse me. Next time we invent a person, let's make sure that he has a trade that travels.
Besides, I'm kind of proud of the job we've done on Isaac. I'd hate to see him go myself.
We have created a poetry-writing citrus farmer who writes letters with a lavender felt pen. And Rose thinks he's the most fascinating creature on Earth. Now, what do you think that says?
About Rose?
About the whole bunch of us.
Dorothy, I got a big problem.
The Metamucil's in the top cabin.
talking about the Cheswick dude. I finally sat the old man down and explained that at 90 there would never, never be anything between us.
What did he say?
He said not never, but with a little luck every 6 or 7 weeks.
Oh, I'm glad everybody's still up. I just had a terrific idea.
Oh, what's that?
Well, I've been reading and rereading Isaac's letters, and I've finally decided to tell him I want to meet him.
But you said you wouldn't.
Well, I know what I said, but that was because I never believed I'd find such a special man.
What makes you think he's special? I mean, you hardly know him.
Oh. I suppose, but it feels like I've known him for ages, and that he's known me. Oh, I found the most wonderful man in the world, and I owe it all to the two of you.
How do you spell Saskatchewan?
Oh, Ma, have you seen my dress watch?
It's on my wrist. I borrowed it.
I was going to wear it tonight. Can't you ask?
I didn't want to disturb you. You were having so much trouble taming your cowlick. Dorothy, I've been thinking it's silly for us to take 3 cars to this reception. 4 couples can easily fit into 2.
Sounds fine with me, and I'm sure Howard won't mind. Ma, you and your date can ride with us.
I don't have a date. Willie scared off all the eligible men down at the center.
Blanche, can I borrow my pearl earring?
Oh, sure, honey. And you and your cousin Arnold can ride in our car.
Oh, I'm not taking Arnold.
Well, I thought you always took him when you couldn't get a date.
I don't have a date either, Rose. We can hang out together at the sweet table and guess people's weight.
Oh, I have a date, Sophia. It's just not Cousin Arnold.
Good, I never liked your Cousin Arnold.
Do you have a date? Anyone we know?
Isaac.
Excuse me?
Isaac, from the personals.
You're not serious.
Sure I am. Before I had a chance to write and suggest we meet, I got a letter from him saying he was being transferred to Saskatchewan. He's going to be the smudge pot supervisor of the first domed orange grove in Canada. Anyway, he's leaving Tuesday, so I figured there was no time to waste.
I told you we shouldn't have done this.
So I looked through all the phone books, and would you believe there was only one listing for Isaac Q. Newton? I called him up and invited him to the reception. He should be here any minute.
Are you telling us that you got your date out of the phone book?
Well, Blanche, you make it sound like I found him in the Yellow Pages. It's not like I don't know him.
Rose, exactly what did he say when you called him?
Well, I'm afraid I was pretty nervous and excited, so I didn't give him much chance to say anything.
But he accepted your invitation.
I told him I wouldn't take no for an answer. Well, I better finish getting ready. Oh, Blanche, would it be all right if I borrowed my beaded purse?
Yeah, sure, honey.
Dorothy, what are we going to do?
Well, we certainly can't let Rose go out with a guy who said yes to a date with a woman who just picked his name out of a phone book.
You say that like nobody ever does it.
Besides, it's just for this one date. Day after tomorrow, he leaves for Saskatchewan.
He doesn't leave for anywhere. He made that up.
All right. Well, what if he turns out to be wonderful? We would have ruined her evening for nothing. Oh, let's at least meet him. Dorothy, he might turn out to be Rose's dream come true.
Well, so much for that theory.
Good evening. Wilfred Whitney Cheswick here. Might this be the home of the widow Petrillo? Well, there you are, Sophia.
Willie, what the hell are you doing here?
I've come to escort you to the reception, and I won't take no for an answer.
Oh, yeah? Take this for an answer.
Ah!
All right, Cheswick. You rented the monkey suit, you might as well get your money's worth. But if anybody cute asks me to dance, make yourself scarce.
Once I have you in my arms on that dance floor, Sophia, you won't so much as glance at another man.
Dream on, Piccadilly.
Oh, come on, Blanche. Let's go confess to Rose and beg her forgiveness.
Hi, Rose.
No, I'm Dorothy.
Hi, Rose.
I'm Blanche. You must be Isaac Newton.
Yes, I am.
I bet you take a lot of kidding about that.
About what?
Rose should be ready any moment. Just make yourself comfortable.
Oh, no, I couldn't. I'm never comfortable. You wouldn't know it because I'm not lifting my arms, but I've nearly sweated through this suit.
I guess Rose forgot to mention the reception tonight's black tie.
I have it in my pocket.
I'll bet you were surprised when Rose called you up out of thin air and invited you out.
Yes, I was. I don't date very much. I mean, I try. I took a lot of good-natured ribbing before I left the boarding house this evening.
Hi, I'm ready.
Rose, this is Isaac.
Wow. You're really beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Isaac.
Rose, Blanche and I have to talk to you right now.
That's a very nice dress, Rose.
Thank you. I've worn it once before. But the pantyhose are new.
Listen, Rose, if Blanche and I could just see you out on the lanai for just a few moments...
If I may be so bold, the pantyhose are nice, too. At least the hose part.
I can't tell you how happy I am to finally meet you, Isaac.
Why don't you two just run along and we'll catch up with you later?
Blanche.
Dorothy, don't you see that something is happening here?
Yes, it's the beginning of a disaster.
We don't know that. Everything could turn out fine.
Can I get you something before we go? Coffee? Tea? A dairy product.
Cheese would be nice. Tends to calm my nerves.
Thank you, sweet Jesus. It's a miracle.
Howard, could you get me another champagne, please?
Roger, be a dear and get me one, too.
I haven't seen them anywhere.
Oh, my God, Dorothy, what if he turns out to be some kind of depraved ex-convict who's kidnapped Rose and is dragging her across 7 states on a rampage of violence and destruction unparalleled in the annals of modern crime?
Then we probably should have told her about the letters.
Oh, I think you're right.
Come on, let's see if we can find them.
But being vice principal of a junior high school isn't as glamorous as it used to be. Oh, sure, I still get to store all the chocolate clusters in my garage from the new band uniform drive. And, of course, I am the advisor to the French Club. But, you know, for the last 15 years, I've been asking myself, is that enough? And about a week ago, I answered myself with a big, fat no.
Good for you, Isaac. It takes a special man to talk to himself like that.
Well, merci. That's French for thank you. Anyway, that's when I decided it's about time I fulfilled my lifelong dream to join those daring men who soar above the earth.
You want to be an astronaut?
Oh, no, I don't like to go to the bathroom in my suit. I want to be a traffic reporter. I want the name Isaac Newton to be remembered.
You're remarkable, Isaac. All this and citrus farming, too.
Hello there.
Oh, Dorothy, Blanche, isn't it a wonderful party?
Glorious.
You two having a good time? My only regret is that I didn't decide to call Isaac sooner.
Oh, that would have been hard. Mom didn't allow me to have my own phone till last year.
Don't be too tough on her. I mean, look how great you turned out.
Merci.
Isaac, would you get us some champagne?
Is that the stuff that's in the bottle or in the bowl? Well, never mind. I'll figure it out.
Listen, Rose, we have to talk to you.
I want to talk to you, too. Isaac is the shyest man I've ever met. Yeah. He won't even discuss anything about what he wrote in his letters.
Yeah. Rose, what
listen,
we really have to do...
Yes, I shouldn't push it. I mean, if he wants to hide the romantic side of himself because it embarrasses him, that's fine with me. I just don't understand why he won't explain how a smudge pot works.
Yes, look, Rose...
Here we are, ladies. Two champagnes.
Thank you.
There's a dance floor in the garden area, Isaac. I know how you love to dance.
I do? Well, then let's have at it.
See what I mean?
Yeah, listen, Rose, before you go,
we'll be back in just a little while.
You can't get rid of me, Sophia. I won't give up until I make you mine.
Here, hold this.
I know what you're thinking, that I'm only after your money. But I love you from the depths of my soul. The fact that you're a wealthy widow only makes me want to protect you, not to take advantage of you.
Whoa, Willie. You got your brains in your ascot?
did you get the idea I was a wealthy widow?
Oh, Jerry Giordano.
I just told him that so he'd take me to bingo.
You aren't a wealthy widow?
I can't even keep a minimum balance in my checking account.
My regards to your lovely family.
I don't know what you're so upset about. I told you I couldn't dance.
But your letter said you loved to dance.
Howard.
Roger.
What's this letter you keep talking about?
I'm not talking about one letter.
Rose.
I'm talking about all the letters.
You mean the alphabet?
You didn't mean any of it, did you, Isaac? This was all your idea of a weird joke.
Oh, no, no, I swear. I have no sense of humor.
Rose, listen to us.
Rose, we're the ones who wrote those letters.
What?
We were just trying to cheer you up, honey.
Oh, honey, and we couldn't find the right moment to tell you about it. Oh, honey, we're so sorry.
Oh. Oh.
Well, I'm glad you straightened that out. I was beginning to remember writing those letters.
I know I saw her come in here. Rose, honey, are you in there?
Rose, please come out and talk to us.
Go away. I never want to talk to you two again.
Look, Rose, honey, you have every right to be angry. What we did was inexcusable. But, Rose, at least let us try to explain why we did it.
No, leave me alone.
It'll just be a second. Rose, we are not leaving this spot until we talk this out. I don't care if it takes all night.
How could you do this to me? I thought you were my friend.
We are, Rose. And what we did out of friendship.
Friendship? You made me look like a fool.
I wondered where they moved the party to.
Isaac, this is the ladies' room. This is where ladies go to the bathroom.
Wow. How do you lift this baby up?
Isaac, later.
I guess you have to stand back when you flush this thing.
Oh, Rose, honey, please come out. We've already told you how sorry we are. I mean, we never expected this to go so far.
But that wasn't even the worst part. The worst part was making me believe that somebody felt those special things about me. Somebody wanted to hear why sometimes I hate my job or like to eat my lunch in the park. It was so nice. It was so important to me that someone simply cared about me as much as the person who wrote those letters. It meant so much to have somebody like that in my life.
You do, Rose. Honey, you have us.
We're the ones who wrote those letters, Rose, and we meant every word.
It's still a pretty crazy thing to do, but at least it's nice to know you did it because you cared about me.
Yeah. Okay, let's get back to our dates. I want Howard to get me tipsy and take advantage of me.
Blanche! Howard's my date.
Oops.